You are going to listen to a young woman talking about growing up. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 8. Put a cross in the correct box on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
My mother's Japanese and my father's English. I was born in Japan, and when I was 9 months old, I moved to the UK and lived in the UK till I was 9 years old. So I was brought up bilingual. I spoke English at nursery and at primary school. But at home, with my mother especially, I spoke in Japanese. So when I was younger, I couldn't really. My mother says that I didn't know the difference between Japanese and English, and I knew that an object would have more than one name for it, but I wouldn't really know what was English, what was Japanese. My grandmother used to be. My English grandmother would sometimes get a little bit upset because I'd start speaking to her in Japanese, and she'd be like, "You can't do that to me. You have to speak in English to me." But I wouldn't. I was too young to understand what language was what. So I was brought up in quite a mixed language environment, and I think it was when I started going to school I really understood what English was, because you didn't speak Japanese at school. When I moved to Japan, the most important thing for me was to assimilate, to just get to not stand out at all, because our family stood out. My father's tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. We didn't have to do anything, we just stood out. So the most important thing for me was to just kind of like fit in with all the other Japanese kids, which meant not speaking English at all. So I hated speaking English at school. If I had to phone my parents to say that I was going to go to a friend's house, I'd make sure that I said that in Japanese, even though I wasn't used to speaking Japanese to my parents. One thing that I forced my younger siblings to do was to call me big sister, which is how siblings call each other. You don't really call them by their names in Japan, you call them big sister or big brother, especially if they're older than you. Whereas my younger brother and sister would just call me Meg, and I made sure that they changed that, because I didn't like the fact that that just made us even more English and like treated like a foreigner. We lived in Japan for 5 years. At the age of 14, we moved back to London, and I went to school to do GCSEs. And I initially thought that this would be a much easier transition, especially because I'd lived and was brought up in London, or had been brought up in London. But actually, I think I found it even more difficult coming back to England, because things had just changed so much. I felt so Japanese, and my English wasn't nearly as good as what it used to be. And I think I also had Japan's. I had quite not a naive child. Everyone in England was a lot more. They're being proper teenagers, if that's. You know, they were all putting on makeup and going out clubbing and whatnot, whereas I was just playing tennis every day in Japan, and I had quite a sheltered, a real childhood. My mother's Japanese and my father's English. I was born in Japan, and when I was 9 months old, I moved to the UK and lived in the UK till I was 9 years old. So I was brought up bilingual. I spoke English at nursery and at primary school. But at home, with my mother especially, I spoke in Japanese. So when I was younger, I couldn't really... My mother says that I didn't know the difference between Japanese and English. And I knew that an object would have more than one name for it, but I wouldn't really know what was English, what was Japanese. My grandmother used to be, my English grandmother would sometimes get a little bit upset because I'd start speaking to her in Japanese, and she'd be like, "You can't do that to me. You have to speak in English to me." But I was too young to understand what language was what. So I was brought up in quite a mixed language environment. And I think it was when I started going to school, I really understood what English was, because you didn't speak Japanese at school. When I moved to Japan, the most important thing for me was to assimilate, to just get to not stand out at all, because our family stood out. My father's tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. We didn't have to do anything, we just stood out. So the most important thing for me was to just kind of like fit in with all the other Japanese kids, which meant not speaking English at all. So I hated speaking English at school. If I had to phone my parents to say that I was going to go to a friend's house, I'd make sure that I said that in Japanese, even though I wasn't used to speaking Japanese to my parents. One thing that I forced my younger siblings to do was to call me big sister, which is how siblings call each other. You don't really call them by their names in Japan. You call them big sister or big brother, especially if they're older than you. Whereas my younger brother and sister would just call me Meg. And I made sure that they changed that, because I didn't like the fact that that just made us even more English and like treated like a foreigner. We lived in Japan for 5 years. At the age of 14, we moved back to London, and I went to school to do GCSEs. And I initially thought that this would be a much easier transition, especially because I'd lived and was brought up in London, or had been brought up in London. But actually, I think I found it even more difficult coming back to England, because things had just changed so much. I felt so Japanese, and my English wasn't nearly as good as what it used to be. And I think I also had Japan's... I had quite not a naive child, not... everyone in England was a lot more... they're being proper teenagers, you know, they were all putting on makeup and going out clubbing and whatnot, whereas I was just playing tennis every day in Japan, and I had a quite a sheltered, a real child.